get an allotment each year of federal jobs money that goes through our workforce investment boards around the state. Last year we did the Next Generation Jobs Team, trying to get kids into, you know, engineering degrees and all that sort of stuff. This year I decided, just because of both my love of the state parks and the need to buff them up and work in them, that we would take those resources, working with the local workforce investment boards, and put about 1,000 young people aged 17 to 24 to work at our 85 state parks and historic sites. It kind of is similar to the old CCC of the 1930s, and they are literally working on projects and rebuffing up trails and whatnot. And quite frankly, it's been a highly successful program. You know, 85 state parks and historic sites have had young folks working in them. And quite frankly, we've still got a few positions open as the summer ends. It goes through September, and if there's folks, young folks between 17 and 24 that want to work, they can even work part-time during school on the weekends at some of the parks to finish up some of the projects. But it's just been a wonderful, whether it's archaeological work at Nathan Boone or repairing picnic tables or helping trails or working at Trail of Tears or Mastodon or Castlewood or whatever. The bottom line is the hiking trails, the biking trails, they're just a lot better off for these kids getting out there sweating, working in the Show Me State this summer.
You mentioned the CCC camps. That's, my father-in-law was in the CCC up in Michigan. So that program not only was good for reforesting areas and restoring areas, but it also did a lot to, I guess you would say, build character among the participants. Is this was it happening with this program too?
We really do feel that there's a value to this, of getting these kids outside. I mean, the First Lady and I have always believed that you know, youth and nature challenge is one of the things she's working on, getting folks outside, reconnecting them with this, plus working them hard. I mean, it's physically demanding work in many ways, and they make minimum wage, $7, a little over $7 an hour. And the bottom line is, we think that in replicating this, we're already finding that they're working on a lot of projects that CCC did. I'm looking forward to in late September to speaking to the CCC group that gets together each year and telling them about some of the things that these young folks have done.
Why are you going to these three particular parks today?
Well, the parks we're going to today, I think, lay out, Rockbridge, you had some trails that really needed work in the Gans Creek Wild Area. No mechanized equipment can get back there. It's work you had to do by hand, and consequently, it took workers to do that, and this is specifically set up for them. You then look at First State Capitol. You had a heirloom garden there that needed a new compost bin. These are the type of projects that you're not going to get done unless you have a lot of hands to help. And then up at Quiver River, we're trying to expand an equestrian trail there. We're finding more people riding horses in our parks, whether it's down a Trail of Tears or whatever. And this allowed a new construction of a half mile equestrian trail there up near Troy.
You mentioned the Nathan Boone archaeological project. Do you have anything off the top of your head that you know that they did down there?
Well, they're working on the front of the house. First of all, in a cooperative agreement, this is one of our really nice projects this year. The archaeological professors over at Missouri State have assisted us in helping to finish a dig in the front of the house, which is there's a sidewalk that runs to Nathan Boone's house, and we'll hopefully complete that this summer. I will tell you that the thing that the archaeologists are excited about, and if we can get some opportunity next year, is actually in the backyard, where you have the trash bin, in essence, from the home, which will probably have more interesting things. So this year they've just dug up and will replicate and will open up then that's hand-built sidewalk in front of the house. It's nice to get that project done, but as you talk to the workers there, as well as the professor from Missouri State, they're really wanting to get this project done this summer so they can get back and get some more timely historic things found about a Daniel Boone's son, who was very active militarily, very active west of there, chose one place in Missouri he could live. People that know Daniel Boone know that actually the house that is called the Daniel Boone House was Nathan Boone's house over near Defiance also. So it's a famous Missourian that we're trying to highlight.
I suppose one of the values here is you get these kids out of their comfort zone. This is certainly something a lot of these people never would have thought of doing if this opportunity hadn't opened up for them.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I've had the chance over the summer. As I said, I started at the beginning of the year trying to get to every state park. We're at 59 now that I've personally been to, and as I've done that, at the beginning of the year, you saw the kids kind of quizzical as to what they were going to do. They show up the first, and they get issued these. No one has said they're a good color of green T-shirts, but they are noticeable green color of T-shirt. And then to see, you know, on Sunday night this week, we had a presentation from a young woman down at Montauk who was doing nature interpretive work, and then a young guy who's trying to restart the mill down there. They don't want to go, in essence, go back to school. They want to finish their projects. They're really excited by it, and we think they're going to have, since the kids come from the local communities, we expect to have long-term connections with the parks from the what they call themselves the State Park Youth Corps. They call themselves the Spicy Kids.
Do you want to see this program expanded next year?
We're going to evaluate it once we get all this done at the end of September and look at what dollars are available through this federal work. We would like to continue this program. It has been a resounding success for not only for these kids. Plus, the other part about paying kids with these federal dollars is, as far as stimulating the economy, one thing you can be guaranteed is if you give 17-year-old money, they spend it. So it has helped those local economies. And you bet we'll look at it when it's over. We'll evaluate it in October. But I would certainly really anticipate doing something of this sort again next year.
This is really critical, though, when our parks departments are short of money, when the sales tax is really down, and they're trying to stretch things.
Exactly. I mean, this is a situation in which because we're dependent on a sales tax and you've had this downtick in the economy, that's exactly the kind of funds that have been hit. And to be able to provide a pulse of folks to make sure that our jewels, our parks are maintained, is exceptionally important. We're also trying to, you know, get more people to go to parks. We've got our 2020 plan, in which we're trying to get 20 million visitors to Missouri parks. We had at one point a high of 18.3 million. We've got down a few years ago to 14.6. We started last year, and we're up about 6% last year. We're continuing to try to get Missourians outside. This will help that process.
I can't let you go without asking you about Big Lake State Park, and they're doing things. They're asking for public donations, and on the verge almost of having bake sales to raise the money to fix that place up. Is the state park system so bad off financially right now that it can't afford to go in and repair one of its flood damaged parks?
Well, we're working with FEMA to accelerate some of the payments that will come because of the disaster of that piece. I just think in that situation, we're trying to use every resource we can to get that park back online quickly. And a lot of folks locally in the community are tied economically to it. And whether they want to give a dollar or whether they want to come out and help us shovel some mud out of the bottom of the hotel, you know, the local citizens there are the ones that we're attempting to work with. And quite frankly, they've been very, very helpful. They understand what a big economic generator for the region that Big Lake State Park is. You've got a lot of labor-intensive projects to do there, and quite frankly, we've been heartened by the response from the local community to assist us to get that park back online ahead of schedule.